I'm always glad to be here. More importantly, I'm glad that you're here. Best group ever. I've been doing this a long time. For this to be the best group ever, that's a pretty big deal. In this new, whatever it is, I'm doing this new, whatever this thing is called. There's just a lot of fascinating things that happen. So this is an amazing, fascinating conversation about some amazing things that God's doing. Just in recent days. He's telling them again that he's going to be leaving them, but he's trying to say, I'm going to be coming back again. Not like the second coming, but I'm going to come back again, the person of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to live inside of you. It's going to be better. But he says, now that I'm going to him who sent me, none of you ask me, where are you going? In verse 6, but because I said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. In verse 22, he said, therefore you too now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and then no one will take your sorrow away from you. When I was reading that this morning, the Lord just was speaking to me about the issue of sorrow. You know, we here at CTK, we're not a large church. We're just, I don't know what we are. We're just a church. And I never count, so I don't know what that means. But we've lost, we've had a number of people die in the last few years. And my brother is one of them. My wife is one of them. And others. And so, and then recently was Caden, which in some ways I think was the most difficult of all of them. Just because of his youth and his family, who was so dear to all of us, and just his impact in the, you know, but he's even having more impact. There was a lady one time, her name was Therese of Lisieux. And because we don't pray to the people in heaven, we can ask for their prayers, but they do pray for us. And the church has always believed that. So she was like 24 years old and she had tuberculosis. This was around the turn of the century. They couldn't do much with it and God didn't heal her and she was dying. And she had written a lot of letters and poems and things, and her letters and poems had ministered a lot to people around her. And as she was dying, they were so concerned because what were they going to do without her? And she said, I can do more for you there than I could ever do for you here. And Caden's can do more for us there than he could ever do for us here. And Jesus, again, didn't let him die. He took him home. He had fulfilled his journey on this earth. Our times are in God's hands. But just say all that to say, we know what it is, all of you know what it is, to go through sorrow. Because you live in a fallen world, I don't know if you've discovered, the older you get, the more people that you've known and loved go away. It just happens. When you're younger, it's like, those are rare things, but when you get older, that happens. And there are things that we go through personally and physically and all kinds of ways, just stuff in this fallen world. In this world, you will have tribulation. That's a promise. But I love this scripture. Jesus said, your heart's filled with sorrow, in that verse 6, and then here, when Bracken read, therefore you too now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice. No one will take that joy away from you. When he saw them again, guess what else happened? They saw him again. And in his presence, the sorrow was going to go away. And in his scripture says in John, in Romans, I'm sorry, my mind's still reeling from the conversation, in the Psalm 16, that in his presence is fullness of joy, at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I said this before, and I'm not against this, the steps of grief. I mean, I don't see them in the Bible, but I understand that there's nothing wrong with that. But I didn't go through the whatever 5 steps of grief. I went through the 1 step of grief. I sought him. and had a breakthrough into his presence in a new way. And every time I saw Jesus in a new way and he saw me, my heart was filled with joy. And that's a joy that no one can take away. So let's just bring it back to just tribulation. Whatever your tribulation is, whatever it is that's going on in your life that's difficult, you know, what would I say to you to do about that? Seek him. Press in until you break through and get a fresh glimpse of him as you stare into those eyes of fire, you know, his great passionate love for you. And what will happen in that breakthrough, because of his presence, a new awareness, a new experience, a fresh experience of his presence. We carry his presence, but sometimes we have these breakthroughs where we just like see him in a different way, new way, clearer way, you know? And when you do, joy fills your heart. Now, he had said earlier, your heart is filled with sorrow. But you know what's bigger than sorrow? Jesus. When you catch a fresh glimpse of Jesus, and you break to that, the joy of his face is bigger than the sorrow in your heart. And your heart gets filled with the joy of his presence. And nobody can ever take that away. Now, you may have to have a breakthrough every day, where you get a fresh glimpse every day, you know, until the sorrow stops trying to make its way back up. It keeps getting pressed down because your heart's, every time it tries to fill his presence and the joy of his presence fills again until finally you find that you've broken through into this large place. And the sorrow is not even trying to make a place in your heart anymore. His presence is the only solution. But it's the most permanent solution. It's the most amazing solution. Because he said, in his presence is fullness of joy. You can know fullness of joy while still be having a heartbreak about issues and certain things. You can. Christianity is not logical. It's magical. And there's a difference. And the most magical thing about Christianity is his presence. And so I just wanted to throw this verse out to you and encourage your heart. And whatever you might be going through, it may not be great sorrow, this may be real stressful. Just seek him. And then when you see him again, he's also seeing you. And he knows exactly how to speak into your life. His presence is enough. His presence is enough. Whom have I in heaven but thee? Scripture says. Besides thee, I desire nothing on earth. My heart and my flesh may fail, but God, you are the strength of my heart, and you are my portion forever. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.